Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. It has been seen by the government particularly as the biggest reform in the agricultural sector since the Green Revolution. The government feels that this will revolutionize the farming sector and improve the lives of the farmers by giving them more money for their produce, will end the exploitation in the hands of middlemen. But then its own ally, the Shiromani Akali Dal, the opposition, and farmers mainly in Haryana and Punjab are up in arms. They look at this as perhaps the first step towards corporate slavery for the farmers. The beginning of the end of the minimum support price regime. The government says, no, that's not going to happen. Farmers also feel that this may convert them into some sort of service providers. The government says that the farmers are going to prosper. But the opposition places its side of the argument. Which argument is more convincing? Forget the political tutu meme. If this is about the farmers, let us talk about them. So on The Big Fight tonight, the new farm reform bills, pro-farmer or anti-farmer? Simple. That debate is going to come up in just a short moment. And also on the show, we speak to the Mantri who isn't. She resigned from the Union Cabinet on Thursday. Over these very farm reforms, was it opportunism or does she actually have a point? Shiromani Akali Dal MP Harsimrat Kaur Badal's interview a little after 30 minutes now. So let us begin The Big Fight. I want to introduce our guest this evening. Prateek Som, spokesperson of the JJP, is now with us. Harcharan Bains, spokesperson of the Shiromani Akali Dal and advisor to the former Chief Minister Prakash Singh Badal. Sunil Jakhar, Punjab Pradesh Congress President and a former MP. Ram Pratap Singh, a farmer and social entrepreneur and the spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Geeta Bhatt, a political analyst. And Kavita, an alliance for sustainable and holistic agriculture. She's from this alliance called Asha from Bengaluru. Thank you very much. We also have Dr. Manoj Rajoria, BJP MP from Lok Sabha, representing the Karoli Dholpur constituency in Rajasthan. Thank you so much. This is a very, very important discussion. We have to go deep into the details and answer this very basic question. Is this bill pro-farmer or anti-farmer? Let's begin the big fight with the first round, which is called the first punch. Dr. Manoj Rajoria, the rule over here is that everybody gets 1 minute of time for their opening comments. We'll begin with you, Dr. Rajoria. Your time begins now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is pro-farmers. This is the first time after in 70 years that government of India, Modi Sarkar, is giving freedom to all the farmers to sell their produce, not only in their state, but interstate also. And they can sell their produce in their own choice. They can sell in the mandis, in the traditional mandis on MSP. They can make an agreement with the contractors, with the anybody else. They can grow their produce as they like, as they can have maximum money. So I think this is the revolution in the favor of the farmers. But there are some middlemen and the political persons, those don't want to give the power to the farmers, because in the last 70 years, this is the revolution that farmers are going ahead. Farmers are having power in their own hands. They can choose. They can sell their produce in the in the mandis on MSP. They can sell their produce, on the other hand, they want to sell anywhere in the country.
Okay.
They are not limited in the now mandi area.
Okay,
only.
Dr.
So their limitation is broken now.
Sure,
now
sure. Dr. Rajoria, one minute of time is over. I promise you, I'll come back to you and you can explain your position with great detail later on in the show. Prateek Som, spokesperson of the JJP, which is a political party in an alliance with the BJP in Haryana. Mr. Som, your 1 minute time begins now.
Sanket, I think liberalization of farmer has now, the stage is set. I would say that in 1991, what Prime Minister Narasimha Rao did to the economy, he opened it up. Now, the current government is opening the farm sector. And if you will read the act very carefully, it has all the pros for the farmer. And it will really empower the farmer and loosen the clutches of the middleman, the stockists, the money lenders, who generally has always prospered since independence. We have seen ki hamara ek krishi pradhan desh hai, but we have seen that middlemen have always prospered, whereas farmers has only a meager amount of his produce. Now, if we see the pre-act position, it really empowers farmer. How? In pre-act position, farmer has an option of MSP, whereas post-act position, he has an option of MSP, plus he will have an opportunity where he can sell his produce at a higher rates. Now in pre-act position,
sure, Mr. Soam.
He did not had any technological.
Okay, Mr. Soam, I'll come back equipment. To you. I'll come back to you. The 1 minute time is over. Mr. Sunil Jakhar.
Sanket ji, first of all, I'm really sorry to hear our MP Rajoria ji. I don't think he's very well informed. As of today, there is no restriction on the farmers trying to sell his produce anywhere. I think BJP is not very well informed on this issue. It is the trader which has to get a license in every state. Farmer has no restriction. Secondly, my question is, even as Somji said that the middlemen and all are doing it, there is liberalization of farmer. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? There's a perfect system in place, Punjab and Haryana at least, because I'm being very subjective to myself, because Punjab and Haryana is a separate, different issue in this thing. Our apprehensions are that these ordinances are only an enabling act to implement Shatna Kumar Committee report. And on top of that, the statement which came from Mr. Gadkari that government purchase at MSP of the food grain is a burden on Indian economy. This is what has set the cat amongst the pigeons. This is why all the Punjab and Haryana farmers are on the street. This is the only certainty which we have, which is being taken
away
from us.
1 minute time over. Thank you very much, Mr. Jakhar. Do stay on with us. You can complete it later when we start the big fight. Mr. Ram Pratap Singh, farmer and social entrepreneur from Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Singh, can you hear me? Okay, we'll go back to Mr. Singh in just a short moment. Harcharan Bains, let's begin with you. 1 minute for your opening comments. If you can hear me, your 1 minute time begins now, Mr. Bains.
You see, to begin with, we consider this, we've always considered this a step of the government as opposed to the interests of the farmers. The government had brought in an ordinance. And when it was brought in, it was a table agenda, which means it was just placed there without any forewarning or without any preparation on the part of ministers. So our representative there, Mrs. Harsimrat Kaur Badal, had objected to it and had said that this should be deferred till we are able to take the farmers, the stakeholders on board and listen to them and incorporate their views in it and then go ahead. And then she was assured that this is only a holding kind of a temporary arrangement. And when a regular bill comes, we'll accommodate everything that you say or the farmers' concerns and apprehensions. But and in the meantime, we kept talking to the farmers' associations and unions and everybody. And all of them said that they were not happy about the ordinance.
Okay.
And we kept saying that, what shall we do?
Sure, Mr. Pence, okay. we can come back to you. The 1 minute time is over. Mr. Ram Pratap Singh, I believe, is now back with us. Yes, Mr. Singh, your opening comments.
Yeah, thank you. So I feel this is definitely anti-farmer. And I am concerned about 86% of the farming community, which are the small farmers who own less than 1 hectare of land or 2.5 acres of land. Now, these farmers do not have the wherewithal to able to logistically move their produce to different parts of the country and to sell them over e-commerce platforms, et cetera, et cetera. So this bill seems to be very beautifully sugar-coated and gives us a pipe dream with a vision at the end of the pipe dream. But I feel it's very, very disastrous move for the farming community. And in times to come, we will see a complete colonization and corporatization at the hands of big corporates, and this bill also talks about foreign direct investment. So we're sort of going back in time where eventually our farmers will become laborers on their own patches of land. And let me share with you, half of these small farmers don't even own land. They work as sharecroppers.
Correct.
What is going to happen
to
them?
Okay, Mr. Singh, I'll come back to you. Professor Geeta Bhatt and then Kavita, one by one. Professor Bhatt first.
Well, Sanket ji, on the onset, I would like to say that farmers, as we all know, are our providers. And it is very unfortunate that politics is being done in instigating the farmers, and there is a lot of spreading of rumors, especially regarding MSP as well as regarding purchasing by the government of the crops, which is not so. In fact, the Prime Minister today has come out and assured that both the things are going to be there. In spite of that, this is being, why it is happening is because, you see, this is going to give a level playing field. Now, no one is removing APMCs. This is something which needs to be clarified. The kind of perception that is being created is that in lieu of that, reform bills have been brought. It is not so. It is just that besides the APMCs, which are going to exist, there will be an alternative option for the farmers which will be available. Okay. Now, this is going to, you know, it is going to give much greater buying competition. And this will force the states to lower the APMC fees because the farmers now will have an option.
Kavita Kuruganti.
Revolutionary is a wrong term, and it's actually a joke on farmers of this country. And remember, this government has been hyping up about everything that they have been bringing in and calling it revolutionary, and the goalposts have been shifting. Mr. Modi came into power talking about MSP and assured prices, remunerative MSP at that, then moved on to talking about PM Fasal Bima Yojana, then doubling farmers' income, then talking about PM Asha, and now we have these ordinances. It's clearly an oscillation that's happening without any clear direction. And farmers can read into it. The issue is that farmers can read into it. And remember, it is after 1991 that this country had seen the steepest spike in farm suicides. So let's not rejoice about liberalization and post-1991 moments for Indian agriculture. Farm suicides have actually begun as a continuous phenomenon since then. And decriminalization of buying outside mandi spaces should not be equated with deregulation. And that is precisely what is happening now. You want to decriminalize, but you are deregulating. And deregulation has
Let's begin the debate.
Better prices for farmers.
Begin the debate as of this moment. Dr. Rajoria, I want to come back to you now. See, the point that is being made is you have brought in something which is in the interest of the farmers, right? The allegation is that this sense of service that you have towards the farmers has been done without consultation with farmers, without consultation with opposition parties, without consultation with your own allies, without sending it to a select committee, and railroaded through in the Lok Sabha, and then eventually will be passed as a bill. Dr. Rajoria, if something is for the benefit of the people, don't you think that it would be wise to speak to those beneficiaries first?
Sankeji, first of all, I want to explain through you that there was continued communication with everybody. You can go in the back. There were so many reports, even Standing Committee of Agriculture in 2018 have recommended all the recommendation. Swaminathan reports have been recommended all these things. So maximum recommendation and communication within all parties also was there. Even my friend of the Congress PCC chief of Punjab is saying that this is anti-farmer. I want to ask my friend Mr. Sunil Jakharji that if this is anti-farmer, then why you put all the matters and things which are here in bill in your manifesto in the assembly election as well?
Okay,
as
important point that has been asked. Election. Let's quickly get a
even
right to reply.
Same thing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very important point that has been mentioned. And Mr. Jakhar, this has been mentioned by Harsimrat Kaur Badal in her interview also, which we are going to play in just a short moment. I was really keen to ask you, how can you have... See, you're being accused of having double standards. You're opposing it right now because it has come from the central government, whereas you proposed the same in your manifesto in 2017 in Punjab and 2019 in Delhi.
Just listen to me, Sanketji, I explain it because I've been wanting to explain it, but nobody wants to listen to me.
We'll listen.
Ben Saab and Harsimrat Kaurji should know better than this. Our mandis are regulated mandis. State has the right to regulate, supervise, monitor, and tax. It is not a free for all, not that everybody walks in with a PAN card, buys at his own whims and fancies, and runs away. The only difference is that this is a mandi developed privately, but it is regulated and controlled by the government. This is the difference. In what they are doing now is They are not giving a level playing field. They are not allowing state to put taxes on it. State cannot regulate who is buying it, whether they are adhering to the conditions or to the requirements or the standards which are to be met. And on top of that, in Mundi's APMC, they are paying now 6.5% taxes. Whereas if you let them buy in an open mandi without any taxation, you are giving the trader a benefit of 6.5%. You are undoing the APMC. On the other hand, you are giving them undue advantage.
Okay, okay.
Why can't they be on a level playing
field? So Mr. Jhakad has sent... So he has explained his point that what is the model that works in Punjab. Dr. Rajoria, let me quickly come back to you. See, one of the points that has been mentioned and the apprehension and the fear is that the MSP regime is going to go. And you seem to be saying and assuring that no, it will not go. It is going to stay. But the larger point is, why is this assurance not in letter? Why has this not been spelt out in the law itself?
Sanketji, I think everybody should go through the law and bill that there is clear cut instruction in the bill that mandis will be there and all the rules and regulation of the state governments will be same. And it means, and MSP, Honorable Prime Minister has said that MSP will be there.
Let's address the farmers' concern. The protest is happening because farmers feel that this is the beginning of the end of the MSP regime, correct? Now, assurances aside, what stopped the government from putting this in a document saying that no?
Not verbal. This is in bill that if you'll go through, mandis will be there, MSP will be there. Then what is the issues with the Congress? There is interest of the middlemen and the some political parties, those having interested even in the name of the farmers, the political persons or the
middlemen. The point that Dr. Rajoria seems to be making. Harcharan Bains as well as Mr. Ram Pratap Singh, do you want to come
you
in?
You can go.
Harcharan Bains first.
Yes.
You have heard the BJP MP.
One of the important points he has made is that the state government still has the power to legislate on the taxes, etc.
No.
And this is something...
Sorry for interrupting. No.
No. I'm just... Is that what you said?
Yes, I said the powers of the state government to put taxes on this new mandis has been taken away. State government cannot... No legislation of state government will apply to the new mandis.
No, I'm not referring to you.
This is the problem. Nobody has gone into the details.
You didn't listen to me. I was not referring to you. I was saying that the government of India is saying that these powers will stay. If these powers will stay, and if you know that, then...
It's written clearly in the laws. Ben Saab is one of the most learned person Akali Dal had as an advisor.
He is either choosing to ignore it.
The ordinance is specific, sir. Sanketji, ordinance is specific, saying that no state legislation will apply to these mandis. Please look
can
into
I,
it yourself.
Can I please?
Okay. Yes. Miss Kavita wants to come in.
Can I please say something?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes. One by one. Let Mr. Bains finish.
Listen to me. What I'm saying.
Mr. Harcharan Bains, please finish your point.
I never said that you are saying that. I never said that. So I don't know. Kindly have patience to listen to me. I didn't say that. I said the government is claiming it. But what we are saying is, let's go beyond the politics of it. It all starts with the WTO, the open market regime. And that was started by Dr. Manmohan Singh's regime. We all know that. Narasimha Rao Ji's government. And thereafter, the Congress party, both in the center and in Punjab, comes out with promises which promise more than what this ordinance gives or these new bills give. And then what we are saying is that we were willing to give a benefit of doubt to the government that in case they are willing to incorporate the concerns of the farmers into it, we'll go with it. And we tried to play the role of a mediator. We kept meeting all these unions and associations and organizations of the farmers and conveyed their sentiments to the government. And the government
Mr. Jhakad, would you like to respond?
Yes, of
just
course, I would like to.
Let me give you five minutes, because nobody seems to be even aware of what all they are talking about. No, five minutes, sir. We don't have this much time. Very quickly, Mr. Jhakad.
Yeah, yeah. So let me just complete last sentence. I'm saying that
Mr. Bass says that your version of this bill is far more draconian, what you propose. This is what he's trying to say.
They have taken away the right of state government to put taxes or regulations on these mandis. This is the bone of contention. Nobody is talking about it. If they are regulated, if those...
I do want to say something.
What did you promise in your manifesto?
Yes, we promised a mandi with regulations. We are standing by our manifesto. We have done it. We have approved it.
Please go.
Was there any protest on the streets?
See, that's the point. Let me now quickly get the debate back to the debating point. And before I come to you, Mr. Singh, Kavita, let's come to you. The bill in its present form, pro-farmer or anti-farmer, you feel that this is going to do more damage than good. But you have heard the arguments of Dr. Rajoria. What's your opinion?
Can I just say that while on paper it may appear that APMCs and state government's regulation on APMCs can continue, in reality, you are creating two markets with two completely different sets of rules. And the first people to move out and do trading in the trade area, in the new trade area, and not in the mandis, will be existing traders and agents, the commission agents, because they are most advantaged in doing so. They have liquidity, they have relationships with farmers, they have some infrastructure, they don't have to trade anymore in the APMC.
So this pushes the government system at a disadvantage?
APMCs will just collapse. There's
okay, very interesting point. Very, very interesting point that the manner in which the rules have been framed, they are going to position these state-run mandis to a point of disadvantage and ultimately to a point where they will have to close down or surrender.
Precisely.
We'll get a response. Kavita has mentioned a very important point. Mr. Singh.
The fact of the matter is, in this act, the farmer is not going to other persons. All exporters, processors, wholesalers are coming to the farmer. Farmer have a liberty to sell his produce at the farm gate.
So today also 65% of India's produce gets traded at the farm gate.
Very important.
Today also.
That state government is not protected. Sanket, actually state government will lose on revenue because they will not get the fees. So state government has a lot to lose. But if you compare it with the farmers' interest of whole of the nation, that is more important. And the most important thing is now farmer will have opportunity, a private person with technology, with
equipment. So that's exactly the point that Kavita is making, that these are provisions available even now. Why bring in a new law? Okay, Mr. Singh, very quickly. Mr. Singh, we seem to be losing that connection with Mr. Soam. But Mr. Singh, I want to come to you. You've heard the arguments here, Mr. Singh. Geeta Patel, come to you. Yes. Mr. Singh.
Yes, Samajwadi Party has always maintained that BJP and Congress are two sides of the same coin. That's what they seem to be doing the same, going the same way. But moving away from that, what I would like to now talk about this MSP net. So MSP is applicable in states of Punjab, Haryana, and parts of Western Uttar Pradesh where actual procurement takes place. And so farmers stand to benefit from that. Whereas, like, I'm a potato farmer, and for last 4 years, the MSP for potato has been fixed at 4.75 rupees a kilo. My cost of production is 6 to 7 rupees a kilo. This year, because of the lockdown and the middlemen being absent, we've been selling potato at 24 rupees a kilo. So these are the kind of vagaries of the market that a farmer who's outside the mandi system gets exposed to. Whereas to have an organized mandi system network, we are in favor of that. Yes, there are problems with it that need to be improved upon, but we cannot do away with it.
No, but then I just want to understand if the government wants to see what Dr. Rajoria and Geeta Bhatt would try to convince all of you. Professor Bhatt, I want to come to you.
Right.
You are saying that there will be an existing model and then there will be a new model with the option or the choice available to the farmer, right? How would you then respond to Kavita saying that the rules for these two markets are so different that it is not going to be a level playing field? And then eventually, the old system has been engineered to collapse.
I fully endorse that viewpoint.
One moment. This was what Professor Bhatt.
Sorry.
Sanket, Sanket, three quick points I want to make. First point is that, the Standing Committee of Agriculture, of which there are 31 members from all political parties, including Samajwadi Party. Mulayam Singh Yadav is a member of that. Congress Party representatives are there who had observed that the APMCs are not actually helping out farmers. It is their observation, Rajiv also mentioned. So why is it that now, once it has, you know, the bills have been passed, the politics is being done over it? Second point that I want to make is that the model APMCs, which in 2017 were proposed by the government, they were the states, most of the states, they did not go ahead with them and implement it because they asked for more transparency. Now, what has happened is that the farmers are, until now, they had a compulsion because they had to go to the APMC mandis. But now it will not be the same. And also, who is it that controls the APMC mandi? The question is, there are elections, there are big political parties, you know, who are actually involved in
no,
all
but
this.
See, you're trying, so basically, right now, you're trying to convince me that you're ending an old system to create a new one. The point is, which is going to be the bigger evil? Right now, there is a fear of the unknown, right? Kavita, very quickly, and then a quick closing comments.
Yeah. Sanketji, it's nobody's case to argue that we don't need improvements and reforms in the existing APMCs. We should. But that should not mean that you deregulate to a point that these APMCs collapse and that the government does not know who's buying from whom, at what price, what quantities, and so on. That will give them the classic excuse not to intervene in the market. Mm. Today, when prices are collapsing for farmers, the mandi physical space is the space where farmers get to bargain, get to resist, get to protest, and the government gets data on prices. When you don't have any information system, any intelligence, or any oversight, it essentially means that you will not act to protect farmers'
interests. No, Kavita,
and
Kavita,
that is
I just want to know from
heading.
You. Kavita, I just want to know from you very quickly, would this bill have been acceptable had the government created two models or increased the scope for the farmer to sell his produce with the same set of rules? Would that have been acceptable? Because then the government would have
with
given
the same
choices?
Set of rules is the with the same set of rules is the key point. The principles are remunerative prices, oversight, and state governments having authority.
Sure. Dr. Rajoria, why could this have not been done? Why could this have not been done where you give the same set of rules for all the players so that there is a level playing field? Right now, Kavita says, and I think that there is some merit in this point, that this is engineered in such a way that the government systems may just crumble and collapse, thus benefiting the private players. Dr. Rajoria.
I think this is absolutely misinformation and absolutely misinformation and the hypothecation that this will be collapse of the government system. There is no collapse of...
It's an apprehension. No,
it's
I'll tell you
what. It's not an apprehension. There is already news after the ordinance has been effected.
Yeah,
it is the people in mandis who are trading outside.
Yeah, let's listen to the MP.
Yeah, of course. Sanketji, please listen to me carefully. This is absolutely apprehension, and some persons, especially middlemen and some political instant persons, are misinforming this thing.
No, no, Dr. Rajoria, every concern raised cannot be the
basically,
function of
you can, just a minute, listen
or,
me.
Of a dirty or an evil mind at work. There could be genuine concerns also.
This is genuine concern. You can say APMC Act will be there, mandis will be there. The powers and the powers of the mandis, MSP will be there. The separate, the newcomers will be there outside, no, in the area, outside from the area of the APMC.
Dr. Rajoria, the point is on having a level playing field. Let me give you an example. We spoke to Harsimrat Kaur Badal, and she said that perhaps some sort of a geofication may happen. That suddenly there will be a very lucrative option to the farmers. They will move towards these private players, and then eventually, just like Jio jacked up the prices, this is her explanation, not mine, the same is going to happen this time around in the farming sector.
Why this?
It's a fear. How do you address
Sanket
this fear?
Sanketji, it is very difficult. Sanket ji, it is very difficult to understand that why they don't want to give liberty to farmers to sell their produce. They will choose what is in favor of them. They will choose that in favor of the mandis. They will go there.
Very quickly,
if mandis
Mr. Jakar
provide
rebuttal.
Better opportunities and the prices.
Last word, Mr. Jakar.
So why they are afraid? This is precisely what Punjab APMC Act says. There are set of regulations and we are opening up with all supervision and a level playing field, which nobody seems to understand. And what Geeta ji was saying, that farmer will have an option between a private and APMC, may I suggest that rather than doing away with the existing system, why don't they try to fix the sugar mills? There are private mills, there are government mills.
Sure, still, I mean, that can happen too, but the point...
Why don't they fix the existing system?
Okay.
Why don't they... India needs 42,000 mandis, and there are only 7,000 at this moment. Government, rather than making these mandis, is trying to hand it over to the private parties.
No, I get the point on regulating these mandis.
Punjab has 2,000 mandis. That's why our system is much better.
Sure.
So why doesn't the government try to look into this?
Sure. The purpose of this debate is to ask these questions. And see, these are questions not political in nature, but questions that will help you decide whether these are pro-farmer or anti-farmer. I've completely run out of time. We have an interview with Harsimrat Kaur Badal on the other side. But thank you so much, Dr. Rajoria, Prateek Som, Harcharan Bains, Sunil Jakar, Ram Pratap Singh, Geeta Bhatt, as well as Kavita. We tried to pack as much opinion as we possibly could in this given time frame. Stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, we'll get you that exclusive interview. It's unmissable, as they say. Stay with us. So she resigned from the union cabinet on Thursday because she felt that her party's view and her view as far as farm ordinances has not been considered or has not been kept on board. Joining us right now is our Big Fight newsmaker, Harsimrat Kaur Badal. Ms. Badal, thank you so much for joining us right here on NDTV. My first question, I know you've answered this question across all television stations on many people questioning duplicity. Why have you not come out of the NDA alliance? Don't worry, I too will ask that question, but later. My first question to you is, what could have prevented you from resigning? For instance, what were the changes that you had proposed that had they been considered, according to you, this law could have been pro-farmer?
Sanket ji, my appeal from day one, since before the ordinance came in, the day it was tabled in the cabinet, and in the 2.5 months of this time where I have been taking the center's view to the people, to the farmers on the ground and the farmers' feedback back to my government in the center, right up till the day it was to come into parliament has just been one, that please don't bring in a law which the farmers for who it's been made perceive as anti-farmer. Please give them a hearing, put to rest all the apprehensions, and then bring in something which is welcomed by all. That's all I asked. And eventually, when I was unable to convince the farmers or convince my government about the importance of what the farmers were feeling, and it came in on day one as the agenda in parliament, I yet again appealed to all the senior leadership that please send it to the select committee where the stakeholders are called, the apprehensions are discussed, sorted out, and then maybe a month later, or maybe in the next session, or however long it takes. But let's not start a farmer agitation. The country doesn't need it right now. But I'm sorry, I failed my farmers due to whom I had reached here. Maybe my persuasive skills were not enough, or my voice was not loud enough. And I asked the farmers for forgiveness that I failed in this duty of mine, and I was unable to convince my government. And at the end, I had no choice but in this fight to stand with those people due to whom I had reached where I had reached in that parliament.
Mrs. Badal, what were their apprehensions, if I may ask? What exactly were they saying which you took to the government? Would you like to spell it out?
Yeah. Spell it out?
Yeah. So, Sanket ji, like you can well understand that
The landscape in the country is different in different parts of the states. The agriculture is different, the food is different, the language, everything is different. In the same way, even where agriculture is concerned and the infrastructure for agriculture is concerned, it varies. Now, in a state like Punjab, which is just 2.5% of the entire country, but we provide close to 50% of the food that feeds this entire nation. Why is that? That's because the state governments and especially Sir Prakash Singh Badal, five-time chief minister, put in all the state's resources, and the Green Revolution, you know, came about basically due to the Punjab farmers, put in all the resources to whether it's making the mandi infrastructure, whether the rural link roads, irrigation, tube wells, everything, to the extent that every five village, there's a Sarkari mandi, a purchase center. No farmer has to go beyond 5 kilometers where he takes his crop, and the entire crop which comes in a window of 10 days, the government system is so set that in 10 days they procure every last grain and give them the full MSP, which is transferred to the account in 48 hours. Now in this, the commission agents or the RTRs play a very important role. The labor plays a very important role, and being an agrarian state, the entire state's economy, be it the shopkeepers, be it the traders, be it the commission agents, labor, everybody is connected with farming. Now this farmer group feels that now with this ordinance coming in, when corporatization takes place, monopoly takes place by the big punjipatis, as they call it, and those guys don't have to pay any taxes. They can afford to pay the farmers some extra amount because they don't have to pay the taxes, and the farmers for want of more money will start going to them. Slowly the infrastructure, the government infrastructure will start to crumble because people would prefer to go to the private guys who can pay them better. Once this infrastructure no longer exists and the farmers are totally in the hands of these big corporates, that's the time that these poor farmers will be at their mercy, and in the coming times they feel that their children, instead of being landowners, will probably become labor in their own land. Now, whether this is right or whether it's wrong, it's an apprehension they have. And as a government, it is your duty to address that apprehension, more so if you're bringing in something which you feel is for their good. And if they don't, the same people whose good you're doing it for feel that it's the worst thing that could happen to them, then please give them a hearing, sort out their issues and make the necessary changes if required. Now, I tried that at my level. I took the central ordinance to the farmers and convinced them how good it was. They were unconvinced. I took their reasoning to the center and asked the Krishi Mantri to speak to them. I even got it in writing. But my word or the Krishi Mantri's words were just not enough to convince them. Which is why that despite the COVID scare and thousands, for the last couple of weeks, they are sitting, old women to young children are sitting on the road because they feel their whole future is at stake. Now, how can you bring in something without looking at the sentiment of these people? And I'm just a bridge. I'm there. Each one of us are in the Lok Sabha because of those farmers' votes. How do we,
let me ask you this question.
Part of a legislation?
Is that your biggest concern? Is that one of your biggest concern, Mrs. Badal, that there is a perception among farmers that this is anti-farmer and that the government should have tried to convince and get all stakeholders on board before passing this into a law in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, instead of doing it post facto or instead of doing it after getting it cleared in the Lok Sabha? Because the government has launched a massive campaign to inform the farmers now. They say that the opposition is misinforming.
This is exactly what I requested my government again and again before, even when it came for inter-ministerial comments, although it wasn't. I was on food processing ministry, industry side. It's very, these things are really good for the industry. But despite that, coming from an agrarian state, I mentioned over there that the farmers have great apprehensions. No law should come in without taking the stakeholders on board or the state governments as well. I raised it in the cabinet when I heard an ordinance might be coming. When the ordinance was tabled, I vociferously raised it again. And in the 2.5 months since the ordinance has come, I have raised it at every platform. And in the last couple of days, when these agitations really started picking up momentum, when they knew that it's going to be tabled and Parliament is going to become an act, every day I was sending out press cuttings and the TVs were reporting the agitations to every level of the government, that please give them a hearing and please handle this, nip it in the bud. We don't need a farmer agitation at this point of time. But unfortunately, I was not able to make that pressure that it be sent to a select committee and the apprehensions be addressed before it comes in. So I had the only choice was whether to stand by the farmers or to be a part of a legislation which the farmers consider anti-farmer.
In that case, how would you, Mrs. Badal, then in that case, how would you respond to the opposition's allegations? For instance, the Punjab chief minister says, and I quote, "This is a farm bill which is a result of a Shiromani Akali Dal backed central government. Their strategy is Kisan Maru, Punjab Maru." Now, this is, of course, in Punjabi, so I'm sure you would know more the meaning of this word. So would you like to tell us what he has accused you of, and then perhaps your response?
For the longest time, Congress was synonymous with corruption. But I think Captain Amrinder Singh is synonymous with dhoka in Punjab. If you ask anybody on the road, the amount this government has lied to people. I mean, just take this classic example. You heard the minister on the floor of the house who said that when the consultations were going on with all state chief ministers for these very ordinances, Captain Amrinder Singh was part of three of those discussions where he concurred. There are minutes and video recordings of Niti Aayog meetings which took place where finance minister of Captain Amrinder Singh attended all the way in Mumbai and he concurred. And why would they not concur? Because here I have the manifesto of 2017 of Captain Amrinder Singh in Punjab, which was delivered and inaugurated by no less than Dr. Manmohan Singh, which clearly states that all these things in the ordinances are going to be implemented in Punjab. And you'll be shocked to hear that, well, he's failed in every promise of this manifesto. The one promise he has kept 4 months after he came into power, that in the Punjab legislature an act was made and passed, and these very same ordinances till date for the last 3 years are an act in Punjab. Secondly, in 2019, Congress manifesto of Rahul Gandhi clearly states that if they come into power, they will do exactly the same what these ordinances are saying. Now you tell me, if it's in the state manifesto, it's in the central manifesto, obviously Captain Amrinder Singh had to concur. And if he has not concurred and the minister is lying, please move a privilege against him. Please tell if even today you have not got this exact same legislation in Punjab for the last 3 years. So the people who tell lies and mislead people are those who have done something else in Punjab. They are opposing it in parliament, their MPs, and when it comes to voting, they walk out. This is the lies and this is the double face of Congress.
I think we'll have to get in a response from either Captain Amrinder Singh on the allegations, because these are very damning allegations and very serious ones at that, Mrs. Badal. My question to you now is, and we'll talk about farmers because you're representing their cause. How much damage, realistically speaking, in your political wisdom, is this new law going to do to the farmers? How much? What's your calculation? Because, you know, the government on its part says there's absolutely no damage at all. You are just greeting a new law with skepticism. You're not allowing change.
I don't think either the government or me or the farmers can foresee what's going to happen in the future. But yes, what is happening in the present is that farmers feel that there is going to be monopoly. There is going to be corporatization. To put it simply, like Subirji said in his parliament speech, which a rustic farmer gave an example to us when we held dialogues with them for last 1.5 months, they've been sitting outside my house, gheroing it. Ki Jio came in, they gave free phones. When everybody bought the Jio phones and got dependent on it, the competition was wiped out. Jio jacked up their rate. This is exactly what the corporates are going to do. How do I convince them? They can only be convinced if the people making the rules hear them out and ask them that what can we put in. Does this ordinance say that your MSP will always remain? Does the ordinance say that no purchase will take place before MSP? I mean, lots of things are verbal, and those verbal assurances are not working with some of the farmers.
Now, Mrs. Badal, how would you respond to your neighboring state? Here you've got a deputy chief minister who does not seem to oppose, but at the same time says, I will make sure that MSP never goes. Well, the government is also saying that MSP will never go. In fact, we will bring more, you know, products in the ambit of the MSP.
Well, I don't think MSP can afford to go. There is MSP even today, and in large parts of the country, the farmers don't even get anything close to the MSP price. That too is a reality. Now, tomorrow, whether MSP stays and whether the government decides that, you know, procurement is better through the private yards because they get better quality and they are paying a better price to the farmers, whether they decide to change that, nobody knows. All that the farmers know today is that the existing systems are very good. They are tried, they are tested, they have the faith and the trust of the farmers. They want it to carry on the way it is. So if we're making it for the farmer, please leave the choice to him. Hear him out and give him the choice.
Okay. Mrs. Badal, my two last questions. Number one, you know, the Modi government is now saying that this is nothing but a misinformation campaign carefully crafted by the opposition. You also think and perceive this as anti-pharma. I want to know, Mrs. Badal, from you, do you think that Narendra Modi's policy is anti-pharma? Because he has backed this move. Do you think Modi's strategy is anti-pharma?
If Prime Minister Modi's policies were anti-pharma, believe me, Shiromani Akali Dal would not have been a part of their government for 6 years. So, please get that out of your head. I think Prime Minister Modi is working day and night to take this country ahead. Mm-hmm. But yes, a little bit more of communication with the stakeholders is required. A little bit of more communication with the people or the parties involved with those stakeholders is required. The communication needs to be improved at every level, and improvement will only facilitate things to make things smoother and better. But to say that he's anti-farmers, I definitely disagree with that.
Is that the reason why you have left the door ajar while you may have resigned as
farmers are the backbone, but yes.
Yeah, Mrs. Badal, is that the reason why you have left the door ajar, that you have may have resigned as a minister, but you've not left the alliance? Perhaps a little harvest of hope.
I have resigned as a minister yesterday to stand in solidarity with my farmers and vote with them, in favor of them, because I believe they did not get a hearing which they deserve. The way forward is what my party is going to decide. I'm just a very small worker of the party. This is decided by the party high command and the core committee. The road ahead will be decided by the party and not by me.
The government, my final question, Mrs. Badal, the government has decided to go ahead with this decision. Now, if that be the case, irreversible forward movement by the government, to what extent will the Shiromani Akali Dal go in opposing this law?
We will go to every extent. We will stand shoulder to shoulder with the farmers until the farmers feel confident, until the farmers are assured, until the apprehensions are taken care of. Shiromani Akali Dal will stand by them and fight for them, with them, to whatever extent required. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was Harsimrat Kaur Badal speaking exclusively to NDTV.